Mr. and Mrs. Two words that to me stand for all that is tenderest. Mr. and Mrs. How happy we'd be on an income the slenderest. Two souls that feller, one little nest together. Mr. and Mrs. will always stand for you and me. Don't you think this is exciting, you and I together here?
Yes, I find it really most exciting with its homey atmosphere.
Makes me feel we're really married instead of only just in fun.
With my slippers on,
in my pink chiffon,
I'm the hubby.
We'll be clubby when the parson makes us one.
Then someday we'll start on a trip for our honeymoon.
At Niagara Falls, there's a wonderful place to spoon.
Then, dear, of course you will let me buy the horseshoe.
As long as Niagara Falls, I'm gonna fall for you.
Mr.
and Mrs.
I'm gonna cheer when I hear people singing, here comes the bride. Mr.
and Mrs.
It'll be hard to believe that it's you standing by my side.
And when the preacher says, do you, sir?
I'll shout out, deed I do, sir.
Then come the kisses, and Mr. and Mrs. is a dream come true.
Hello and welcome to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Amanda Sofoniak, and we just heard one-time married couple Jose Ferrer and Rosemary Clooney from the 1954 soundtrack of the MGM musical Deep in My Heart. And much like some other celebrity couples I'll be featuring in this hour, they were married to one another not once, but twice before finally divorcing in 1967. The second half of the show will spotlight music from this year's batch of Best Actor and Actress Oscar nominees, including real-life spouses Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem, and first-time nominees Kirsten Dunst and Jesse Plemons. But let's start off the set with some of the first celebrity couples of the 50s and 60s who had their personal lives turned upside down by very public affairs. Eddie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds were best friends with Elizabeth Taylor and then-husband film producer Mike Todd until a plane crash made the movie star a devastated widow. And scandal erupted a month later after Fisher consoled his way into becoming Taylor's fourth husband, but was soon replaced by another love affair on the set of 1963's Cleopatra. We'll hear Alex North's love theme from that film, which brought Elizabeth Taylor and co-star Richard Burton together. And we'll hear Burton himself from the original Broadway cast of 1960's Camelot, with Lerner and Lowe's How to Handle a Woman. As for Fisher, he was able to move on after the divorce in 1964 and married actress Connie Stevens in 1967. We'll hear Stevens singing 16 Reasons from her 1960 album recorded during her time on the mostly forgotten TV series Hawaiian Eye. And if that song sounds familiar to you, it was also featured in David Lynch's Mulholland Drive. We'll also hear Sonny and Cher with the soundtrack version of I Got You Babe from their 67 film Good Times, which was directed by no other than William Friedkin. And then Sonny himself will sing the divorce-themed tune he penned called You Better Sit Down, Kids, from their fourth album in 1972. And Cher herself had a top 10 solo hit with this track in 1967. But let's go back to 1955 with Eddie Fisher and then-wife Debbie Reynolds with an Irving Berlin song originally featured in the film There's No Business Like Show Business by Donald O'Connor and Marilyn Monroe.
A man chases a girl
until she catches him.
He runs after a girl
until he's caught.
He fishes is for a girl
until she's landed here.
It all comes out exactly the way she thought. Uncertain, he tags along behind. Uncertain, till she makes up his mind. A man chases a girl
until she catches him.
But don't run too fast while you are saying no. And once you've caught him, don't ever let him go. Is a girl
until she catches him.
But don't run too fast while you are saying no. And once you've caught him, don't ever let him go.
Said the wise old man, a way known by every woman since the whole rigmarole began. Do I flatter her? I begged him answer. Do I threaten or cajole or plead? Do I brood or play the gay romancer? Said he smiling, no indeed. How to handle a woman, mark me well, I will tell you, sir. The way to handle a woman is to love her, simply love her, merely love her, love her, love her. I will tell you, sir, the way to handle a woman is to love her, simply love her, merely love her, love her, love her.
Why I love you, the way you hold my hand, your laughing eyes, the way you understand your secret sighs.
Tell you why, kids. You might not understand, kids, but give it a try, kids. Now, how should I put this? got something to say. Your mother is staying, but I'm going away. Oh no, oh no, no, we're not mad kids. And it's hard to say why. Your mother and I, kids, don't see eye to eye. Say your prayers before you go to bed. Make sure you get yourself to school on time. Do the things your mother asks. She's gonna need you more, so stay in line. Keep in mind your mother's gonna need your help a whole lot more than she ever did before. No more fights over little things, 'cause I won't be here to stop them anymore. Just remember I love you. And though I'm not here, just call if you need me. I'll always be near.
Sixty seconds to say three little words. For 60 years I'll pay off matrimonies for the birds. Hal, halimony, halimony. Pay up, pay up, pay up, halimony blues. She said that she would give me half of everything that's hers, but half of everything of mine ain't mine, it's all of hers. Halimony, 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 halimony. Pay up, you fool, halimony blues. We both decided marriage was a case of give and take. Then came divorce, and now, of course, she's taking all I make. Halimony, halimony. Oh, halimony, halimony blues. The sheriff handed me a piece of paper from my spouse that he took away my car and put a lien against my house. Alimony, oh, alimony, alimony. It's the alimony blues. The license cost $2 and the preacher cost me $5. So now they're sending out Jack Webb to bring me back alive. Alimony, alimony. Alimony, 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 alimony blues. The judge said take the stand and show the money that you spent. And then before I said a word, he said you're in contempt. Alimony, 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 alimony blues. Oh, it's terrible.
And that horribly outdated song from 1953 was written and sung by Mickey Rooney, who was on Wife Number 4 at the time of its release as a 45 single. And I suppose the actor didn't heed his own advice, as the one-time husband of Ava Gardner married another four times before his death in 2014. And you're listening to Mondo Hollywood's Valentine to Celebrity Couples on UMFM in Winnipeg. For complete set lists or to subscribe to the podcast, please visit the show's website at mondohollywood.ca. The nominations for the 94th Academy Awards were announced this past week, and it included acting nods to Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem for their portrayal of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in Being the Ricardos. What makes things even more interesting is that Bardem's spouse since 2010, Penelope Cruz, also picked up her fourth Oscar nomination for Pedro Almodovar's latest film, Parallel Mothers. But before we get to the new music, let's spend some time with the real-life Lucy and Desi, whose 20-year marriage was also a subject of a 1991 TV movie and a soon-to-be-released documentary directed by Amy Poehler. We'll start off with Desi himself crooning the main title to I Love Lucy, which ran from 1951 to 57, before hearing the 1954 trailer to the couple's feature film directed by Vincent Minnelli, The Long, Long Trailer. And then we'll hear Edie Adams with a version of That's All, recorded in the last episode of the Lucy Desi Comedy Hour, which followed the original series from 1957 to 1960. And if you'd like to hear more about that final heartbreaking episode, which also featured Edie's then-husband, comedy legend Ernie Kovacs, please check the Mondo Hollywood website for an episode from March 2021 called Celebration of Edie Adams with her son, Josh Mills. But first up, here is Desi Arnaz and the theme for the groundbreaking television sitcom, I Love Lucy.
And she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. We have our quarrels, but then, no, how will love making up again? Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy loves me.
And she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see.
And she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see.
Started when Lucy told me she wanted to spend our honeymoon in a home away from
home. Only $1,800, and that's complete, mind you. Everything is included. All this furniture, chairs, sofa, bed, stove, refrigerator, shower, bath, everything. Absolutely everything.
Well, it's kind of roomy at that. Wonderful closet space.
Where? That's the living room.
All hilarity breaks loose as we hit the road in a blaze of glorious matrimony. There's nothing like travel to bring two people closer together, especially when you meet other people like Kin and Wynn and Marjorie Main and a mob of other merry characters.
Now, don't you worry about your little wife. She's going to be right as rain in the morning. She don't know it, but I gave her a sleeping pill. Bye now! Hi there!
Hi.
How's that dear little wife of yours?
Still sleeping, thank you. Most of the time, I'm in hot water. But as for Lucy, she's got every situation well in hand.
I didn't tell you to turn right.
You said turn right here, and I turned right.
You didn't let me finish. I was trying to tell you to turn left. What I was trying to say is you turn right here, left.
Turn right here, left.
Exactly.
Lucy's also the greatest helpmate her husband in trouble ever had.
Now listen, everybody, quiet. There's too many people telling him what to do. You're confusing this poor boy. Only one person should give instructions. Take it easy. Slowly. Slowly, that's right. That's right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Stop! Go!
Every honeymoon has its ups and downs, but when you go on a honeymoon with Lucy, it's just a breeze.
Just breezing along with the breeze,
breezing along,
trailing the trail,
trailing the trail,
roaming the sea,
trailing and roaming, like the birdies that sing in the tree,
tweet, tweet, tweet,
listen to live, or living to please.
The sky is the only roof I have over my head.
And when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed.
In the trailer,
we're just going along as we please, breezing along with the
right, Ethel?
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore, for now and evermore. That's all. I love you. Yes, I love you. That's all.
Ah, geez, it's a great sound. That was beautiful, honey.
Lucy?
She was the all-American bombshell they called the Queen of the Bees. He was a charismatic Cuban band leader with a reputation as a ladies' man.
I hear he's a real lady killer.
Here's his next victim.
Together, they would become America's favorite Hollywood couple, Lucy and Desi. How they met.
Too Many Girls is a perfect name for your first film. Hell, it ought to be the title for your autobiography.
How they fell in love.
You marry me? You're the only girl I love.
How they fought.
You're on magazine covers from coast to coast. My affair with Desi. What is so exclusive about sleeping with you?
And how they changed the course of entertainment history.
What's the matter with you? You gotta meet yourself?
Republic Pictures proudly presents Lucy and Desi, Before the Laughter, starring Francis Fisher of Clint Eastwood's theatrical hit Unforgiven and Maurice Bernard of Ruby in a candid kiss-and-tell biography.
You're always terrific in bed. It's out of bed you give me the headaches.
For the millions who adore I Love Lucy, this is the definitive behind-the-scenes portrait. Before the fame, before the fortune, Lucy and Desi, Before the Laughter. Also available on Laserdisc.
Thank you.
this is our last goodbye. I hate to feel the love between us die, but it's over. Just do this and then I'll go. You gave me more to live for, more than you'll ever know.
And that was the Oscar Peterson Trio with I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, originally recorded in 1963 and featured in Stanley Kubrick's last film, 1999's Eyes Wide Shut, which starred then-couple Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Before that, we heard Jeff Buckley's Last Goodbye from 2001's Vanilla Sky, which found leading man Tom Cruise and co-star Penelope Cruz in a relationship for 3 years after his divorce from Kidman. We also heard Alberto Iglesias from the Oscar-nominated score for the movie that could earn Penelope a Best Actress statue to go along with the supporting one she won in 2009 for Vicky Cristina Barcelona. And thank you so much for listening to Mondo Hollywood today. I hope you'll join me again next week for another curated hour of soundtrack music. Before we go, let's hear from another Oscar-nominated score by Johnny Greenwood for Jane Campion's The Power of the Dog, which saw real-life couple Kirsten Dunst and Jesse Plemons earn their very first Academy Award nominations. We'll also hear Reese Witherspoon from her Oscar-winning role as June Carter Cash opposite Joaquin Phoenix's Johnny Cash from 2005's Walk the Line. And while Witherspoon and Phoenix weren't a real-life item, Witherspoon has been married to actor Ryan Phillippe in the past, and Phoenix and actress Rooney Mara are currently engaged, and the actress recently gave birth to their first son, who they named River, in honor of Joaquin's late brother. And we'll end the show with Beyoncé and her Oscar-nominated song Be Alive from the film King Richard, which tells the story of tennis legends Venus and Serena Williams, who were coached to greatness by their father Richard, portrayed by Will Smith in the film. Smith finds himself earning his third acting nomination and his first as producer for Best Picture, which also features his wife of 25 years, Jada Pinkett Smith, with a credit of executive producer thanks to their joint production company. But first, let's hear Neil Patrick Harris with a song originally written by Stephen Sondheim for the 1966 TV special Evening Primrose. This 2001 studio recording also features Teresa McCarthy opposite Harris, whose relationship with his now husband, actor and chef David Burka, began in 2007. And the couple even appear together as comedic fictional versions of themselves in 2011's A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas. And thanks again for listening. Until next time, stay safe and take care. And here is Stephen Sondheim's Take Me to the World, as sung by Neil Patrick Harris and Teresa McCarthy.
Let me see the world with clouds. Take me to the world. Out where I can push through crowds. Take me to the world. A world that smiles with streets and real, show me how it's done. Teach me how to laugh, to feel. Move me to the sun. Just hold my hand whenever we arrive. Take me to the world where I can be alive.
The world is better here. I know. I've seen them both.
Let me see the world that smiles. Take me to the world. Somewhere I can walk for miles. Take me to the world. With all around things growing in the ground, where birds that make a song are birds.
with joy. shall see the world come true. We shall have the world.
I won't be afraid with you. We shall have the world.
so good to be alive. Got all my family by my side. Couldn't wipe this black off if I tried. That's why I lift my head with pride. I got a million miles on me. They want to see how far I'll go. The path was never made with pride.